He broke off as a shrill whistle split the air.
Bridge to Grand Admiral Thrawn!
Lieutenant Tichelle's taut voice called over the intercom.
Sir, we're under attack!
Thrawn tapped the intercom switch.
This is Thrawn, he said evenly. Go to Red Alert and tell me what we've got. Calmly, if possible.
Yes, sir.
The muted alert lights began flashing, and Pellion could hear the sound of the klaxons baying faintly outside the room.
Sensors are picking up 4 New Republic assault frigates,
Tichelle continued, his voice tense but under noticeably better control.
Plus at least 3 wings of X-Wing fighters, symmetric Cloud V formation, coming in on our scout ships, Vector.
Pellion swore under his breath. A single Star Destroyer with a largely inexperienced crew against 4 assault frigates and their accompanying fighters.
Run engines to full power,
he called toward the intercom.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
He took a step toward the door.
Belay that jump order, Lieutenant,
Thrawn said, still glacially calm.
TIE fighter crews to their stations. Activate deflector shields.
Pellion spun back to him.
Admiral,
Thrawn cut him off with an upraised hand.
Come here, Captain, the Grand Admiral ordered. Let's take a look, shall we?
He touched a switch, and abruptly the art show was gone. Instead, the room had become a miniature bridge monitor, with helm, engine, and weapons readouts on the walls and double display circle. The open space had become a holographic tactical display. In one corner, a flashing sphere indicated the invaders. The wall display nearest to it gave an ETA estimate of 12 minutes.
Fortunately, the scout ships have enough of a lead not to be in danger themselves, Thrawn commented. So, let's see what exactly we're dealing with. Bridge, order the 3 nearest sentry ships to attack.
Yes, sir.
Across the room, 3 blue dots shifted out of the sentry line onto intercept vectors. From the corner of his eye, Pellion saw Thrawn lean forward in his seat as the assault frigates and accompanying X-Wings shifted in response. One of the blue dots winked out.
Excellent, Thrawn said, leaning back in his seat. That will do, Lieutenant. Pull the other 2 sentry ships back and order the Sector 4 line to scramble out of the invader's vector.
Yes, sir,
Tichelle said, sounding more than a little confused. A confusion Pellion could well understand.
Shouldn't we at least signal for the rest of the fleet?
He suggested, hearing the tightness in his voice.
The Death's Head could be here in 20 minutes, most of the others in less than an hour.
The last thing we want to do right now is bring in more of our ships, Captain, Thrawn said.
He looked up at Pellion, and a faint smile touched his lips.
After all, there may be survivors, and we wouldn't want the Rebellion learning about us, would we?